What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, Kang behind the glass. Kenny on phones, 248-539-9797. Tomlin retires. Who are guys that you just had nothing but respect for from afar? You don't have a rooting interest in their team, but you just see him and that dude does it the right way. Feedback coming in. An unnamed texter says, Fernando Mendoza. Every time I hear him speak, I think that kid was raised right and how proud I would be as his parents. Jacob in Minnesota says, Kirk Ferentz is the last of a dying breed of a coach who stays with a team for over 20 years.
It might be.
Let's go to Nick on a cell here on 97.1. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? So back in the day and stuff like that, I mean, I think we all picked up the newspaper. You know, we didn't have SportsCenter like that. But Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire back in the day, watching that home run chase. But then... also, right now, I follow Terry Francona as a coach. You idolize him. Just the moves that he makes and all the bubble gum he chews, right?
Francona is, I agree with Francona. That's one of those guys. You know, he just, you get nothing against him, and he just seems to do it the right way and get his teams playing at a high level all the time. Like, there's not a whole lot to dislike with Francona, except that maybe he's managing the team that you despise.
Right, absolutely.
But it's not because of him. It's just because of the history you have with that organization.
Exactly.
Interesting that you cited two players that are in baseball that are actually rather controversial from the steroid scandal.
Right. Well, I mean, but that saved baseball back then. To me, that whole era saved baseball from the strike. From the strike that was, you know, it got more attendance. It got kids wanting to go play baseball again.
It did. It definitely had that impact. They, you know, I guess there's mixed feelings on those guys. And for all the saving that they did, I feel like they're getting ready to do their best to kill it again. 1 year from now.
Yeah, that's
true. With a looming work stoppage.
I have a weird one, guys. And it's not like this guy needs any, you know, sympathy or respect from others. But I'm going to go with Arch Manning. Okay, here's why. Highly recruited freshman. Hasn't transferred yet. I want to see someone start a school, highly recruited, you know, recruit, stay with the school the entire time. That's
what?
It.
What?
That's all I want,
that's
man.
It's crazy talk.
It's crazy talk, right? But the fact that he came there, didn't start right away, didn't even start till this past year. And I know NIL and all this money he gets, I get it, okay? But he still could have gone somewhere else and got that money, and he didn't.
And I just respect that. And wait his turn.
Yes, he did that. And guess what? He might not even go pro this year because he wants to get better. I don't know. That sounds crazy. But
look, the Arch Manning that I saw didn't look like a guy who was overrated.
No, he got better as the season went on, and the best game he played may have been the last game he played.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, what, a true sophomore?
No, he's a junior.
Oh, he is a junior.
Yep. 248-539-9797.
He'll be a junior? He's a junior, right?
No, I think he sat for 2 years.
Yeah.
He sat for two years.
That's what I was, it's crazy. Yeah. A freshman quarterback, that how they recruited out of high school, sat for 2 years.
Yep. Backed up Quinn Ewers. Let's see. Eric Spoelstra, from video coordinator to the Heat head coach and U.S. national coach, all without ever playing 1 minute in the NBA. That's from John in Lake Orion.
Spoelstra doing it without LeBron.
Yeah.
Gives him legitimacy, right?
Yep. I have a ton of respect and love for Andy Reid going back to his time in Philly. 248-539-9797. Chris in Commerce. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. Yeah, one guy, I hate the team, Tampa Bay, but John Cooper, class act, great motivator, great coach.
This guy's getting, this is turning into a John Cooper appreciation segment. It's the third time his name has come up. No, it's okay.
Really? Yeah.
The John Cooper from Tampa Bay. Different John Cooper.
I thought Stevie was going to go get him. But I am happy with Todd McClellan, but I thought he was going to go get John Cooper.
Yeah. Understand.
A lot of love for him. Gator, are you ready for Fun with Vegas Odds?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's what we do. We find things that have the exact same odds. And if you're forced to bet one of them, which would you bet? Okay, we'll start with things that are 2-1.
Okay.
So they're all 2-1. If you're forced to bet one of these, which would you bet? 2-1 that Michael Porter Jr.'s next team is the Pistons. 2-1 that Travis Green, the head coach at Ottawa, is the next NHL coach fired. It's 2-1 that John Harbaugh will be the next head coach of the New York Giants. It's 2-1 that the Kansas City Royals will win the American League Central. And it's 2-1 that the Carolina Hurricanes will finish with the most points in the Eastern Conference. All those things, 2-1.
Look at you starting off strong here. I like it. I'd go with John Harbaugh to the Giants. It seems like there's a lot of smoke there. I think the Giants are committed to trying to make him their guy, and they've got the certainly, you know, it's New York City. You got money to go ahead and spend on that coach, and I think they might just outbid everybody else for him. I'm going to go with John Harbaugh to the Giants.
Kang, out of all those things that are 2-1, which would you go with?
I'm sticking with the coach theme too, but not that one, Gator. I've got Ottawa's coach Green getting canned. I mean, hockey coaches just get fired all the time, and that's a safer bet to me than any of all the other ones you put out there.
I think you're right. I think Ottawa is a huge disappointment, and I think the Ottawa Senators moving on from Coach Green is the most likely of the 2-1s, but I guess at 2-1, all of them have a really good shot.
Yeah, next I know up- my puck, man.
Next up, these things are all 11-1.
Kind of feel like I want to parlay some of those 2-1s.
It's good. The parlay bet. It's all you, my friend.
Do them all, Gator.
Get better odds.
Yeah, that's how they sucker you in.
Oh, is it? I didn't realize that.
These things are 11-1. The Tigers win the American League 11-1. The Washington Capitals win the Eastern Conference 11-1. Nebraska basketball reaches the Final Four 11-1. The Orlando Magic win the East 11-1. And the Mariners win the World Series 11-1. Which of these 11-1 bets would you make?
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy. I'm going to go with Nebraska getting to the Final Four. A scrappy team that probably gets overlooked by a lot of people. Tigers winning the American League, I think that's awful tough to get to the World Series based on what they've done this offseason. I don't buy it. If it were the Mariners to win the American League, I'd go for it. But to win the World Series, no, I don't see that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Nebraska getting to the Final Four. And I don't feel great about it.
Well, they're all 11-1.
Yeah.
Kang?
I got to go with the Mariners, led by a young pitcher named Logan Evans. That's right. Doug Karsh, our co-host here on the Middays, will be torn during the American League Championship Series because they'll be going against the Mariners and Tigers, but then the Mariners will win, then you won't be torn anymore.
Bold-ass prediction here.
Look at you.
January 14th.
Yeah. I just want a jersey from him, that's all. Can you make that happen, Doug?
He did that, you know, I probably could. For his crew... Well, I'll tell that story later. He did something awesome for him and my son and his buddies. I'm going to go with Nebraska to the Final Four. I agree. I think they're legit, Gator. So I'm on board with the Cornhuskers. I mean, they won at Assembly Hall the other day. They beat Michigan State. Nebraska is something. All right. These things are all 16-1. 16-1. Michigan State wins the Big Ten in basketball. 16-1. Kevin Stefanski, the next head coach with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 16-1. Jeff Blashill from the Blackhawks, the next NHL head coach fired, 16-1. John Harbaugh, the next head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, 16-1. And Braden Smith from Purdue wins the Wooden Award for the best player in college basketball. 16-1. Which of these would you play?
I like these better than the 11-1.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Michigan State could win a Big Ten championship. I mean, they've done that with teams that haven't been as good as you thought they
were. They've done it actually, with worse teams.
Yeah, and actually, this is a pretty good Michigan State team. I'm going to go with, now, is it Blashill be the next coach fired or just Blashill gets fired?
Next NHL head coach fired.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to go with Braden Smith winning the Wooden Award. He's a guy that really pads a stat sheet, and that people like to look at that. Purdue's a good basketball team. I think he's won what Big Ten Player of the Week like three times already this year. I'll go with him.
Kang?
You guys know I know puck, right? So yeah. I got to stick with the, you know what, 16-1, but someone's getting fired in the NHL, okay? So that and Ottawa's coach, I'm going to cash in on one of these two. I'm going Blashill.
Hedging his bet.
I actually agree with one of you. And again, it's Gator. Frank Smith is averaging 9.8 assists a game and is shooting over 40% from three. He is so much fun to watch. So I'll take Braden Smith from Purdue being named the Wooden Award winner as my 16-1 pick. There it is. Fun with Vegas odds. All right. Lions ownership sent out a letter yesterday. Something in there that sparked a conversation here in the at the station. We will get to that today at 12:50. Also, I'll tell you a couple cool Logan stories. Straight ahead here on 97.1 The Ticket.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.